Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's the streets. And you know we hollering. Let's go.
Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know.
If I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is a plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Bonds. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system, everybody whispering, whispering. The streets are talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply two dogs for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you,
When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
Yo, I see my first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress will take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Sub, under the parka, extra cautious now. Hit a 6C, up your fell at it, you're dense.
Yo, what's up with it? Welcome back to all my people checking out the street. It's your boy L Boogie and T-Ro coming to you live. It's Monday, August the 25th, and you know what happens starting on Thursday. Woo-woo! Time to get it in.
Oh, man.
College football in back. NFL coming up. It's about to be going down. We only got one more week of preseason for the NFL, though, Boogie. One more week, baby. It need to start counting for real. I wonder who's going to be really real up in this joint. It's going to be nice.
It's going to be so nice, man. It's hot, man. You know what I mean? They're kicking off the football season, high school football. Like, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Benedictine Bengals, man. You know, Glenville, VA St. Joe, you know what I mean? Central Catholic, my alumni. So I just had to throw that in there on the sidebar before we continue. You know what I mean? Florida State Seminoles. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, man. Speaking of that football, man, and that third preseason week, man. Whew, once again, the sniper. The sniper got it. Old Sammy up in Cleveland. We just might as well just say it, man. Sammy is B.O.B., a bag of bones. It's over with for Sammy. He might be a bag up. And listen to this, bro, when I tell you this. Don't be surprised. You heard it here first. Don't be surprised if Kirk Cousins ain't in a St. Louis Rams uniform. They'll trade a lot of – they'll make a lot of picks to try to get that guy right about now.
Yeah, you might have a point. Bad luck for Sam Bradford, but even worse for the St. Louis Rams. I'm just saying, this dude, you paid him all that money, and now you finally figuring out that he ain't even worth a quarter of that. I mean, if this dude ain't the Greg Oden of the NFL, I don't know what he is, El Boogie. This is just amazing. This is getting I thought Sam Bradford was really going to be doing something in the league, but this boy ain't nothing but broke up from the neck to his ankles. And it's just sad, man. And, you know, that's what the league get, talking about hyping this dude up, how good of a pocket quarterback he go. You can't be no pocket quarterback nowadays. You got to be able to move something. You got to be mobile just a little bit. Sam Bradford be tiptoeing like Dan Marino in the 80s, man. Look. You see, Dan Marino didn't last long. Hey, Sam Bradford, come on, man. Yep. Somebody about to take your job, Mr. Bradford. I hope you save some of that guarantee. You don't be in the news like Johnny, but, you know, 50 million guarantee when you ain't even took a snap, L Boogie, you know. I hope you save on to some of that money, man.
Oh, yeah, Ro. The thing about that is that when you're Sam Bradford, you look at it, and hopefully you made some right decisions, and, you know, things are going to go right for you. But I tell you what, the Rams still, you know, oh, my goodness, they're front seven, man. You know, I saw Mr. Quinn go up against, you know, the great Joe Thomas, and man, he made him look like he was a rookie. So the Rams still going to be in it, man. I mean, you know, it's the NFL. They kick you when you're down. You know, NFL stands for not for long. So I'm not really, you know, a misinterpretation of that. But old Sammy needs to slow down, man. And, you know what I'm saying, get himself together.
Yeah, it had to be against Cleveland, too. Thank you, Cleveland. So you know what that means for the NFC West. It's going to be a three-team battle because St. Louis probably won't win no more than five games this season. I mean, I ain't trying to say nothing about Sean Hill, but who the hell is Sean Hill? He ain't going to be ready to do what he do. But Sean Hill just might be manageable enough to keep the boys, keep them St. Louis Rams to where they can make some games exciting and close instead of having some blowouts, you know what I mean? But El Boogie, I told you, man, that sniper don't be playing. He almost got your boy lost for the season. That boy B.J. Rodgers, he got that torn bicep muscle. Do you think B.J. Rodgers going to be able to return before the season, though? Or you think he's going to have to put up his laces, going to have to put up the shiny shoelaces for the season?
No disrespect to BJ, but I tell you what, our defense didn't carry us anyway. Long as number 12 didn't get hurt, we got a chance. Long as Mr. Aaron Rodgers didn't get hurt, we have a chance, man. You know what I mean? So I'm not concerned, but I am concerned because he is a Super Bowl champion with the Green Bay Packers. So I must say, long as number 12 didn't get hurt and Eddie Lacy, we're okay, man. We're still intact. So, you know what I mean? You got a lot of guys. What's up with your Dallas Cowboys with all those injuries, man? I mean, you know, it's getting crucial right now, L Boogie, and when next week,
September 4th, the first Thursday night game, and then, you know, September 7th, which is the first, you know, Sunday week, we gonna see, man. We start off with the San Francisco 49ers, and, you know, right now, the San Francisco 49ers almost look as if they're struggling a bit. So it almost look, what you say, L Boogie, when two bad teams get together, you're bound to have something good. So I'm hoping that, you know, with one more week to go in this preseason, we can shake off a little rust. And once week one comes, you know, I think it's just gonna depend on, you know, who can really, you know, muster up and shake some of that rust off the quickest. Because right now the Cowboys, they putting up points there, Boogie, but we just ain't stopping nobody. So San Francisco look like they in the same position. They won their first preseason game yesterday against the San Diego Chargers. But you know, L Boogie, the way the Cowboys looking, you just gotta get on your knees and, you know, give it up to the four, up, down, side to side, because you know, you never know. It's any given Sunday, baby, and it's coming fast. It's coming quick, baby.
What do you think about, you know what I'm saying? Don't forget, you know, later on in the show, we got our segment, you know what I'm saying? No capping allowed. So, you know, we got a lot coming up. But let me ask you this, Ro. Cam Newton, also, we're talking about injuries. He's hurt. He will be sideline because he has a hairline rib fracture. Do you think that he'll be ready for week one?
You know, the thing about Cam Newton, L Boogie, is that he's a gamer. So with week one, there's a lot of excitement. There's, you know, the crowd. There's, you know, home field. And you always want to play in week one. Week one is much different than any other week of the season, you know. So I think he's going to prep himself up to be ready for week one for the simple fact that you don't get to play week one over and over again. You get week one, you're hyped up at the highest level. You know he's going to get that shot. So, you know, just make sure you pad it up, Cam, with some good rib, you know, them rib pads, homie. And don't be slide, CL Boogie. You got to know how to slide in this here game. He tried to
slide.
I ain't going to say slide, but he went head first.
Hold on, Ro. I'm in the streets, man. I just got back off the plane. I'm back. I made it back in time for the show, man. Hold on, man. I got two guys with me, man. I want them to introduce themselves to the world, man. Hold on, man. Tell them your name, where you represent, man. What block?
This is Rolo, man. I'm from Huff, man. Cleveland, Ohio, man. Stand up.
No doubt, man. Hold on, my other guy right here. Hold on.
Country Hendricks from 93rd of Huff, man. We living out here.
Ooh.
But let me tell you.
You hear my young guys in the streets, bro. You know what I mean? So, yeah. It's a movement. You know what I mean? Well, I'm on Huff. You know what I'm saying? The streets is talking, man. You know what I mean? So, yeah. So, getting back to Superman, he's the most hit quarterback in the league since he's been there. And sometimes that's not a good thing. You know, we look at that. We look at Ben Roethlisberger and see how he performs as well being hit. So if that's the type of game they want to play, get a hit, try to prolong it, that's what you're going to get. And so, you know, I don't know about that, man. You know what I mean? So, you know, with that being said, two things, bro. If Cam Newton gets hurt, just like with Sam Bradford, those two teams don't go to the playoffs. I know you got to say, you know, well, they got defense.
That's awesome.
Don't forget, when you don't have a quarterback that can just, you know what I mean, do what he can do, you're in trouble. Joe Flacco get hurt, man. I know it's the preseason and everybody looks good, but you don't have too many guys that can perform in the regular season during the stretch where your star gets hurt. You know what I mean? And that's when the system comes into play and all that kind of stuff, man. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I tell
you. It's going down like that, you know? I know that it's going to be very, very tough, but it's going to be interesting to see how these boys hold up. But, you know, Cam Newton is a special dude, L Boogie. He has to learn how to slide, man, just like RG3. So talented, got all this, you know, speed and intelligence, IQ in the pocket. But when it comes to sliding and protect yourself, his boy's IQ below a 3-year-old. You know what I mean? They don't know what to do when it's time to slide. They don't know how to perform a slide. So I'm just trying to figure it out, El Boogie, what's really going on. But they got to get it right. Cam Newton has been hit close to 500 hits. And the next player below him, El Boogie, only been hit 265 times, where Cam has been hit like 487, I believe. That's just too many hits, El Boogie. That's in 3 years. We only played 16 games, man. The dude been hit 450 times, man, back there trying to be a star. You want this guy to be a pocket passer. Man, please. If you ain't protecting me, what we say, El Boogie, adios, amigos, I'm out of here.
Straight. You already know. Yes. Injuries, man. You know, that's the first topic we're talking about. It's supposed to have been a dress rehearsal. And during that dress rehearsal, a couple guys went down. And you wonder about now with the, you know, their chances of, you know, getting to the playoffs and moving on. Especially your key players, man. And some people don't understand. Defensive linemen, offensive linemen, those are key players too. You know, I know we always talk about the skill guys, but when you lose offensive linemen and defensive linemen, it's tough. Especially if they're, you know, mainstays in your program.
Right. Yeah,
bro,
man.
I was just kicking it with you 24 hours ago. Now I'm back in the land.
Hey, man, when you got to be on the move, man, you know you do what you do. Yeah, that was good to see you, you know what I'm saying? Chop it up about this sports and whatnot. And, you know, we still got a lot to talk about, man. I just want to ask you this, El Boogie. Yesterday, the 49ers, the San Francisco 49ers, played the San Diego Chargers in San Francisco. And, El Boogie, you know, they done spent over $1 billion to put this new, you know, this new stadium in, the state-of-the-art right by the water. And, El Boogie, is it just me? Or why is it that when these teams are building these new high-tech, state-of-the-art stadiums with not just one field, but two and three extra fields where they can practice and play on, that's just like playing inside the stadium? Why is it that the engineers always think about the grass last? Did you see how messed up the field was yesterday in San Francisco, man? Are we going to have a beautiful stadium but can't get the grass together? Are we talking about grass? What's the deal, El Boogie, with San Fran with the new stadium, man? Can't get the grass right.
Yeah, that lets you know where everybody's mind is. It's just on the entertainment of the fans, you know, making sure that they're okay. But, you know, the product that you're putting on the field and taking care of your investments, you got to make sure that the sod is good. You know, that wasn't good. I can recall sometimes when the Cleveland have first started, you know, back in 99 when they first came back into existence, and their field was very not good. You know what I mean? And a lot of injuries come from that. So, especially when you, with that footing. You know, with these guys being so fragile in a bag of bones, one little move, and their ACL is torn. You know, look at Sam Bradford. He was just like, ooh. And then his leg was, you know, it just, you wouldn't even think it. He didn't even get hit that hard.
He was standing straight up and fell straight down because dude grabbing his ankle. So he can't touch his toes without even bending his knees so bad. I'm telling you, Greg, oh, nothing of the NFL, man. This is ridiculous.
Man, first it was Sam Bowie, Greg Oden, now this. Streets.
We gotta go
to a quick commercial. When we come back though, Raw, we're gonna have to talk some college football, man.
Woo!
This week is the first week of college football, so I'm gonna throw out some games to you, man. You let me know what you think about them. No capping allowed segment. You know what I mean? And the USA basketball team has been finalized. It's the streets with your boy L Boogie and T Row. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. We in the streets, let's go. WWDO.
Cause that's what we do, baby. WWDO Radio.
Mixtapetrap.com. Funny because it's been on my mind lately. Having a dope beat, a dope idea. 16 bars ain't enough. How the fuck can I squeeze my whole life into a 16 bar verse? You know, so many different levels. Deliver your life and depict it with your wordplay. Exactly what life means to you. 16 ain't enough. I know y'all gonna feel me on this one. Funny how things change, funny how time fly. More than my feet travel, the more that I feel fly. More that I make now, the more that chick smiles. She call me a local nigga, I open the Swiss account. Eisenhower status, Eddie James on the desk. Movies John Coltrane, cruising in the Cadillac. Seville, feel my life on the real. We the last four, so this is a real premiere. Rolling like Mick Jagger, the women just getting better. All I see is the money, cream, Eric Clapton. All I wanted was one, 16 ain't enough. Talking that fast money, 15 every month. When your people label poor, that motivated me more. Everything I ever wore was once worn before. Roll with the punches, now it's box office numbers. Dressed like Sammy Davis, steaming my marijuana. Double MGs, double MPs. We in every hood, nigga, government cheese. Yachts and yacht masters, old dirty bastard. Floor seat for the heat, paper that I'm stacking. Better put away a penny for the rainy days. Pick and roll, give and go, fuck a fadeaway. Living like Scotty Pippen, dribble, rips, fiddle. Started off with a scribble, now I'm flowing the river. Stay my heart cold, I'm naming my son December. Whitney died night before the Grammys, damn, what a memory. Trump Tower when I started with a 10 speed. Born broke, had to use a nigga's instinct. Now I get 100 racks for the 16. Waking up to turkey bacon in my thick queen. Niggas hating, I'm just watching on the big screen. Three stacks on the beat and the kick swing.
16 ain't enough. You know how sometimes you got so much to say, but
16 ain't enough.
They only give you 16. Man, it's like, I mean, I got so much to say, you know. The world has said, like, so much to me, and I just want to give it right back to them, you know.
When 16 ain't enough.
But I only get 16, it's like a cage, you know.
When 16 ain't enough.
I really can't say what I want to say. You know, it's just a glimpse, that's all. Just one little single glimpse. Just a page. I guess I'm defeating the purpose on all this talking. Summer 8 to 8, I was the 8 to 9, I was the winter time, oh, never mind.
I'm in my room, booming, drawing LL Cool J album covers with Crayolas on construction paper. I'm trying to fuck my neighbor. I'm trying to hook my waist up. I'm trying to pull my grades up to get them saddle lace ups. Before Lamarck was Jacob. Before them girls wore makeup. Before my voice would break up. Before we tour them shake clubs. Before my mama wake up. Before my crumbs would cake up. Before they tell me they love me and will never break up. Before the time she makes love to someone that I thought was my homeboy. My boy was, I wrong now. I don't budge, don't want much. Just a roof and a porch and a Porsche and a horse. And unfortunately, but of course, an assortment of torches that scorch just the skin when they enter in true. There's who's tooth, there's did a lousy job. How's he God if he lets Lucifer let loose on us? That noose on us won't loosen up, but loose enough to juice us up. Make us think we do so much and do it big, like they don't let us win. I can't pretend, but I do admit it feel good when the hood pseudo celebrate. Hence why every time we dine, we eat until our belly ache. Single grab the finest wine and drink it like we know which grape and which region it came from. As if we can name them, hint, hint, it ain't them. Well, just hell just fell 3,000 more degrees cooler. Y'all can't measure my worth, but when you try, you'll need a ruler made by all the Greek gods. Because the odds have always been stacked against me when backs against the wall. I feel right at home, y'all, sitting right at home, all Kelly Green with envy while I'm jelly beans descending into the palm of a child. Looks up at mama and smile with such a devilish grin. Like, what the hell have you been? She's yelling, selling's a sin. Well, so is telling young men that selling is a sin if you don't offer new ways to win. A dolphin gon' shake his fin, regardless if he gets in or out of water. Most important thing for him is to swim and flip a then hold his nose. So why shall I hold my tongue? I miss the days of old when one could hold his gal on his arm. And I cut off these alarms when cameras snap, snap, snaps. Return fire. Pat, 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 pat. They'll learn why mere privacy's so essential. They won't make no laws. I break their law till they see out our window. I take the fall to make them all treat humankind more gentle. Forsake them all. I hate them all. Don't like them. Don't pretend to. Yeah, something tells me we ain't in Kansas anymore. All the shit that used to be cool ain't cool anymore. All them women we were pursuing, now they want more. And they deserve it all. Don't settle for what ain't yours.
When 16 ain't enough. When 16 ain't enough.
Sometimes 16 ain't enough, man. Get the streets of talk, a sports talk show. Put a twist of hip-hop. We back in the building. Mondays and Fridays, 9 to 11 p.m. 347-855-8896. WWDO Radio, what we do. Super producer, co-host, my man, T-Row, North Park, Dallas, Texas. I'm your host, L Boogie, from the land, Cleveland, Ohio. Up high. Man, we back in the building, man. We still talking about this football. And speaking of football, bro, you got the college football season coming up, man.
Woo!
Some big games coming up this week. You know what I mean? We got a big game on Thursday, am I correct?
Oh, it's going down. We got two big games on Thursday. Oh, don't play with the Phillies.
We get them in Jerry's World.
Woo, woo. That'll be on Saturday. See, now you get ahead of the schedule. Thursday, we still got to play Thursday first. But Saturday, woo, yes, well, we ready, baby. We ready.
Thursday, who's on the marquee Thursday?
Oh, boy, James, watch your mouth, man. You got to watch your mouth. We got Texas A&M against South Carolina. Woo! And then when that go off, we got Boise State versus Ole Miss. Ole Miss ranked number 18. And if you didn't know, even though Texas A&M lost Johnny Money, they ranked 21st. And you know, good old Steve Spurrier, he got them South Carolina boys number 9. It's going down. And then, I know, see, you left too early, El Boogie. I'm trying to tell you not to leave so soon because the ASU is ranked number 19. They going to end it all. So those that like to stay up late, watch them Sun Devils, man. They play Weber State, man. I think they're going to crush them boys. And that might be an 80-point game, El Boogie. You know what I mean? So watch out for them Sun Devils, boy. The boys kind of bad, man. They kind of bad. You know what I mean? And then on Friday, got them boys, it's that Big Ten. Number 8, Michigan State playing Jacksonville State. And Lord have mercy, on Saturday, I don't even want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it on Saturday. We're going to talk about that on Friday.
Yeah, it's just amazing. The reason why I said we want need to talk about college football because now it's the playoff. And with that being said, with the playoff, now you have to play big games early, especially teams outside of the SEC because, you know, right now, arguably speaking, the SEC is the best conference because every weekend it's a big game. That being said, if you're the Ohio States of the Big Ten, your Michigan States, your Wisconsin, you have to play outside your conference so they can just, you know, put you in the talk because let's be honest, you cannot lose any games if you're in the Big Ten. If you lose,
I mean, the Big Ten, the Big 12, the Pac-12, you can't take one this year.
See, you can't. You only conference you can lose one in is the SEC. You can't lose any games. You know what I'm saying? You can't lose any games outside of that unless you're playing a tough out of conference schedule. You know what I mean? Because in the conference, in the pack, and let's just look at it. Who is there to look at in the Big 12? You got Oklahoma and Baylor. You got Texas Tech with the new coach Kingsbury. You got
don't forget about Texas.
You got Texas. I mean. Let's be honest, bro. You're rebuilding. You got Charlie Strong. Hopefully that, you know, propels you guys to get back to where you were as a powerhouse. But let's be honest. It's only two teams in that conference. The ACC.
Yeah, but, you know, you got to remember, like you reminded me last season, Big 12, the only one that don't have a conference tournament. So anything can happen, L Boogie. You know, don't sleep on Texas A&M. I know they ain't got Johnny money, but man.
Remember Texas A&M.
Texas A&M to move to the SEC. You right? My bad. That's right. So yeah, you right. You might be right. Oklahoma, Texas. What about Nebraska? You don't think Nebraska's gonna bring the heat? They all bring up 22.
Remember Nebraska's in the Big Ten.
Ow, you hater. Boy, them boys are left. I forgot, boy, so much real line.
Maryland and Rutgers have moved to the Big Ten. And remember, Syracuse and Louisville moved to the ACC.
Okay.
Which broke up. Yes.
You said Baylor, right?
Yes, Baylor and Oklahoma. I don't see two in any other teams in that conference that can contend. You know, look at the Big Ten.
Right.
And the only reason why I say, you know, you always got the rival games, the Oklahoma State game. You always got the Oklahoma Texas game. You know, you have your rivalry game, but we're just talking about top to bottom. Every week is going to be a battle.
Don't sleep on Texas because you saw what happened last year in the Red River Shootout. Anything can happen in that game, Mel Boogie. And usually, who wins that game normally runs the table with how things go in the Big 12. I will give it up for Baylor with that high profile, fast moving offense that they have with the weapons that they have, but you got to remember the quarterback is gone, the receivers are gone. They tried to start over, but being ranked number 10, they gotta live up to that. You know what I mean? Whereas Charlie Strong and Texas really don't have any range on them. They can just really let loose and play loose and get comfortable. and just show the world what they're about. So don't sleep on them Longhorns, man. I know you trying to rep with Nilly Neal and them Oklahoma Sooners, but, man, you better not forget about them. Oh, hook them, Horns.
And listen to this, bro. I love that. But remember about Baylor. They're just now hitting the surface. They're just now scratching the surface. Remember, we thought they couldn't replace a Heisman Trophy winner, and they got better.
And they did it again.
So we'll see. Their problem was on defense, like a lot of teams are in that conference.
Yeah, you're right.
So
you're right.
And you look over in the Pac-12, who you got? UCLA, Oregon.
You know what's going to happen to the Pac-12.
We got Arizona Staples up and coming. But we're just talking about contenders.
Yeah. When you talk about that in the Big 12, L Boogie, the Big 12 always finds a way to work itself out in week 9, week 10. It's been going that way for the last 5 years, L Boogie. And for me to even entertain the thought of changing anything, that's going to be dangerous because we know Oregon is going to be tough. We know Stanford is going to be tough. Your UCLA's and your USC's, it's gonna be a battle, but they play the last week of the regular season, L Boogie, and guess what? They gonna cancel each other out. You know what I mean? So I know it's gonna be great to see how the Pac-12 comes about, and I'll say this, L Boogie, the Pac-12 might be another conference that where a team can actually lose one because they do have a conference tournament or a conference championship. And if all thing you got to do is make it to the championship game and, you know, play your cards that you're dealt then. So it might be, L Boogie, Oregon can run the table, but I'm scared to just point them out to do it because
I hate to say this though about Oregon, but their Achilles heel, and I'm referring to my foot, is Stanford. They can't beat Stanford. For some reason, they can't beat Stanford.
Right. And it's going to be tough. And, I mean, just think, Steve Sarkisian down with USC and, you know, UCLA right now is just, you know, a head above water, better than USC. But now how does this rival play out? You know what I mean? This is about to get crazy again in the Pac-12. You got Arizona State trying to make noise and say, hey, look at us. We're here. You know, so – the Pac-12 just canceled themselves out, Elvis, year in and year out.
Well, that's
out.
A good thing. When you can cancel, when you cancel each other out, that means that your conference is doing good. See, up there, and people get mad when I say this because, you know, being from up, you know, in Ohio, you should be, you know, biased or supporting the Big Ten. But when you look at it, you have Ohio State, Michigan State, Wisconsin. Every now and again, you might have Nebraska, you might have Michigan. You know, I'm saying in the last 10 years, Michigan hasn't done well. Only Michigan State and, like I said, since Lamar Woodley and those guys when they played Troy Smith, that was, you know, man, maybe 8-9 years ago. So I can't give the Big Ten, and then they get two teams, Maryland and Rutgers, who they're going to be dormant of the league.
you know you can get you a win against those guys for sure.
Right. And but then, you know, you always have, just like I look at in basketball, UNLV, they were in the WAC. And even though they didn't play that too much good competition, they still won a national championship just because of their talent. And that's how I'm looking at Florida State, because look at the ACC. What do you have them? Clemson? I'm just saying that, I mean, that's really relevant in that conference right now. I can't, no disrespect to the U, you know what I mean? Duke, they just did, you know, made it to a bowl, played against Johnny Money. But I just can't give the ACC. They might have an upset every now and again. What conference doesn't, especially when that big team is on the road? So, and I look at the ACC. Go ahead.
Yeah, your boy's a top of that conference, and it's gonna, you know, just looking at who's in the same conference with those guys as far as just the Atlantic alone, with Clemson, Syracuse, Wake Forest, North Carolina State, Boston College, and Louisville, there's not going to be any of those teams that are going to challenge you. So I see you guys getting out of the Atlantic, making it to the ACC championship game. But then when you get to the Coastal, now that's where it gets a little tricky, because that's where you got the U, Duke, Georgia Tech, Pittsburgh, Virginia, Virginia Tech, and North Carolina. And, you know, anything can happen over there, because the U ain't the U that they used to be, but they trying to get there. But then there's little old Duke. The Duke is coming about now and again with the football, and, you know, like you say, played in one of their biggest bowls they've ever played in. And it's going to be tough, El Boogie, over there. So I would say Florida State is going to run the table as far as the ACC goes. You just can't let your guard down. There's always that Thursday night game, and then there's always that rival game where you have to play Florida. You have to play the U, you know, and sometimes you don't bring your best or the other teams bring their best. And you have to, you know, you just got to win it when it counts the most. And if you guys can just hold on and perform like you performed last year, you guys can run the table again, El Boogie. Jimbo Fisher, come on, man. Get rid of some of that big meat over there.
I know you smell the money. Man, on that note, we got to go to the commercial. We come back, I'm going to just talk about some intriguing games coming up, you know, the first week of the season. It's going to be frenzy, man, frenzy. So, man, USA Basketball. Couple guys got cut. I didn't think they was going to get cut, but they got cut. It's your boy T-Row, El Boogie. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Oh, super producer, let's go.
North Park, Texas. What's up with it, baby? I see you.
George Bush, George Bush, George Clinton, Bill Clinton, Chris Farley, Chris Rock, Bob Marley, Rick James. Knew how to throw a party. Snoop Dogg, all the way to Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Robert Downey hit the phone. Ricky Williams, fuck how Miami feeling. This is West Coast nigga thinking. California quicksand got a nigga sinking. I can give a fuck what you niggas drinking. This is West Coast nigga thinking. California quicksand got a nigga sinking. I can give a fuck what you bitches drinking. If you a baller, nigga, I'm a Hall of Famer. Lion tamer with 2-4-5 framers. Understand that your life's in danger. Did your mama tell you not to talk to strangers? Little nigga, I'm the hillside strangler. Have a banger, calling for the long ranger. Most rappers, they wanna fuck singer. I'm a nigga that wanna own Topanga. G4, pull it up out the hanger. A little something to fuel you niggas' anger. The swine, I'm your face rearranger. In a motherfucker. My belong on Jerry Springer. I'm a gangster. Up in your CD changer. I'll gank you for 20 bucks, then I'll thank you. Police, still get the middle finger. This is West Coast nigga thinking. California quicksand got a nigga sinking. I can give a fuck what you niggas drinking. This is West Coast nigga thinking. California quicksand got a nigga sinking. I can give a fuck what you bitches drinking. Little niggas, don't try this at home. Mama in the bathroom, leave her ass alone. Cause she probably taking chronic straight to the dome. Go play your little fucker, stop being grown. Dave Chappelle, 50 million and a throne. With a big Zulu bitch, nigga getting blown. Watch your tone, if you wear copper tone. Go back to Africa, used to be a theme song. I'm in the zone, do anybody got a zone? I ain't your papa, but daddy is a rolling stone. You's a clone, who don't know the shit you on. Unless song, a motherfucking ringtone. I'm in the throne with two bottles of Patron. You need a loan to fuck with the family stone. Niggas gone, tell them Ice Cube is home. Gorilla niggas, here come King Kong. This is West Coast nigga thinking. California quicksand got a nigga sinking. I can give a fuck what you niggas drinking.
It's raw tonight, man. Man, they didn't think I was going to get back, man. They didn't think I was going to get back and kind of do the show, bro. I got back.
They don't know how you get down.
Man, I be boogieing, man.
That son Achilles can't hold me down.
Man, you don't call me a boogie for nothing, man. When I heard that, I had to hop on the plane, man.
You know.
No doubt, no doubt. Ro, got a question for you.
Talk to me.
You got teams that are going to be playing for this playoffs. You got mid-majors who might go 12-0 but won't be able to be in that playoff. Is that going to be a problem in the future?
No, because in the future, you know what's going to happen, L Boogie. The mid-major teams are going to try to stack their schedule. And unlike the big-time schools or the big D1 schools, you know, they don't have a problem with stacking their schedule, because it's easy to pay somebody to come on in to get their head beat down. So, you know, I think the mid-majors are going to do a better job, because you got teams like Northern Illinois last year who actually made it up there pretty high, you know, and they were mid-major. They had their opportunity. They had their shot, L Boogie, but they let it slip through the crack. And that will be the only problem or the only question that would stand out about the mid-majors is when you get there, can you hold on to it? And, you know, Northern Illinois did a great job of trying to, you know, be one of those major teams to be the first, but it just didn't end up like that in the end. So it is what it is, and, you know, Jordan Lynch put his name on the list. He got up there, but now instead of playing a quarterback in the NFL, he's actually listed as a running back in the NFL. So, you know, That's what mid-major do for you. It'll get you playing a different position other than what you was playing at the mid-major. But, you know, the mid-major's going to try. They do what they do what they can, L Boogie, to put as many people on that schedule to get that ranking. If you're good enough, you'll manage.
I just think that the mid-majors are going to suffer. And they're going to be kept out in the dark. They won't be invited to the party. They won't be invited to the party. Even when it goes to 6, even when it goes to 8 eventually, they will not be invited to the party. They won't.
Well, it depends on the ranking as well, don't you think? I mean, some of these mid-majors, I mean, let's say if you rank like number 10. As a mid-major, and if you could just hang on, you think of like a what would be a mid-major right now? Because, I mean, Louisiana Lafayette, let's say they run the table and, you know, they get up to at least 15, and then it's week 11, week 12, and these teams start counseling each other out and they creeping up. You don't think a team like that could, you know, get an invite at least, or, you know, as a 10th seed or an 8th seed or something? I mean, you know, you don't think it's possible? I know it's going to be hard, but you don't think any of these teams are capable of doing that this year?
Remember, it's not by BCS anymore. It's by a human being. So that human being is going to take in consideration. And let's just think, let's be honest. When was the last time a mid-major was ranked preseason top 25? Excuse me, not top 25, top 10. It's not too many. I don't recall mid-major being in the top 10 preseason, I mean, in a long time.
Ever.
So,
I don't think I've ever seen a mid-major up there like that in the last 25 since I've been born. Yeah, so I feel
you. Right. So if they start off in the top 25, say for example they start off at like 23 and did what Auburn did, ran the table.
Right.
You know. But only reason why Auburn ran the table because they played in the SEC. If Miami of Ohio started off at 23 and won every game, they're beating the teams in the MAC, conference, and the highest they'll probably get is 15. Because you know what the human's going to say. Man, they don't play in the SEC. But, like you said, one day they're going to have to let one of those teams in and play in that playoff and see what it does.
Yeah, and it's going to happen sooner than later because teams are really stacking up their schedules there, Boogie. And we all know that the way it's been changed now, this sign up is geared for the big schools. So let's not get it twisted. We're not trying to leave
exactly.
Mid-majors out, but in a way, we are trying to boost you to the curb. So you better bring hey, come on with it.
The mid-majors should have their own playoff system.
Yeah, like the D1AA. Or the D1,
exactly.
The D1-2, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, they need to have a little
right.
playoff like that because the parity is cool at that level, you know what I mean? And it's done at Division 2 and 3. So I think that they should catch on and have that for the mid-majors so it makes college football more entertaining, you know? It's already hype. But you make it, get that going for the mid-majors. Man, because mid-major schools can sell out just as big as the D1 school. They'll shut down the city or the state for them people to come on down and watch them boys get it in.
Exactly. Because they're not, like you said, the big boys, non-conference, they're not gonna. SMU, you know, to make sure that they, you know, everybody now, they understand, man, my non-conference schedule has to be very potent so I can just at least have a chance to be considered inside, and, you know, to play for that Final Four, so to speak.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. It's gonna be tough, but we know we knew that coming in, L Boogie, and we wouldn't want it any other way in college football because you know how much money it's about to generate with this playoff. Not saying that college football wasn't generating before, but you just wait and see what this playoff does for those schools and for the communities that where these games are gonna be held. It's gonna be super nuts. Boy, I tell you, it's going down, El Boogie. Thank you for the playoffs. No more BCS. Thank you.
Yeah, that's it's going to be beautiful. still going to be controversy. But see, I think that's, you know, that's what, like the chef, when he comes on the show, that hypes the show, that brings it a little bit more zest. And I think that's what they want to do, always make it controversy. You know, in football, when I say in football, in the pros, there's no controversy about the playoffs. Your record dictates who's in the playoffs because you got divisions. But because of so many schools, there isn't no distinctive playoff. And whoever doesn't make it feels slighted. In NFL, NBA, there is no, it's in black and white. Either you win or you lose. In football, you can win and still lose. In the NCAA, you can win all your games and still lose. You can't go anywhere. But as long as these kids keep getting their free education, man, and once again, I just want to say, man, you know, hands up, don't shoot. The funeral was today. Shout out to the Brown family, man. You know, Mike Brown, let you rest in peace. And hopefully that your death will open up some eyes, not only to security-wise, but also as us as a culture to understand that things that we do to each other makes it even worse for when people does things to us. So it's a double whammy. Shout out to the Brown family. The funeral was today, Ro?
Yeah, that's what it is, man. Yeah, you know, that time had to come. So, you know, get it on. Get it over with. You know, shouts out to the Brown family. Hope they can, you know, be able to move on a little bit quicker. I know it's going to hurt for a while, but we just got to keep moving forward. And hopefully the Brown family can, you know, do that sooner than later. You know what I mean, Elbert?
No doubt. No doubt. Most definitely, man. Most definitely. You know? I watch some baseball. You know, I love baseball as well, and I watched some baseball games yesterday. Let me tell you something, Ro. Those St. Louis Cardinals, man, those Brewers, that NL Central, it's like the AL West, man. You don't know. It's only four teams in the conference, and all three out of four might make it.
Yeah, they might. It's coming down. We only got about 30 games left. And, you know, split them in half with home and away games. We go back to about 40 games. We go see. And, it's, you know, just like last year, that's why I'm excited about Major League Baseball, the way they've added that one-game playoff, L Boogie. I'm telling you. If you don't watch baseball,
absolutely.
If you don't like baseball, watch the one-game playoff to see who get a chance to make it to a three-game playoff. You just watch that, and I'm telling you, it'll change your outlook on baseball because it's gonna be so hype. And one team, it's gonna be a series. That one-game series is gonna be between a team who has the exact same record, L Boogie. So it's going to be even more hype for that team to get in. So the one-game playoff makes baseball even over the top, man. If you're not a fan, check it out. You got about the end of September, to be honest with you, because right around, you know, September 26th, 27th, watch the one-game playoff, and then watch what happens in October. It's about to be crazy.
Yeah, the thing about the playoff is that you might have, say, for an example, you got Oakland, you got Anaheim, and you got Seattle, three teams in the same division. So two of those teams playing might be the both of the wild cards, and they might have to play each other. Isn't that crazy? Because, oh man, it's frenzy. And you know each other's tendencies. You play each other all the time. You might have to play each other in the wild card, like you said, Ro, just to get into the tournament, just to go to the show.
Yeah,
but I hope Seattle makes it. Be good for the city. You know, they just won a Super Bowl. If they just get to the one-game playoff, that'd be great. And ain't no telling what might happen with King, you know what I'm saying, King Felix up there. You know what I mean? So, and if Seattle gets there to the playoffs, I have to tip my cap to Robinson Cano, because he'll be in the playoffs regardless if it's a one-game playoff or not. And he's vying for it right now, and to not stay with the Yankees. I mean, he challenged himself and his team. Just his presence, they've gotten better. You know, so big shout-out to Robinson Cano, man. Didn't think it was going to work out over there in Seattle, but he has them balling over 500 and doing their thing. Shouts out to the Washington Nationals, man. They done won 12 out of 13, bro. Do they have what it takes to go to the next level?
Hell no. Washington Nationals ain't ready. We saw that last season. They did all that winning last season just to look the way they looking right now. Man, it's good to get hot when it's time to get hot. But, man, it ain't going to carry over. You know who going to, man, you know how the NL goes. You know which two teams, but you go come out the NL, it's going to be one from the Midwest or it's going to be one from the West Coast. I mean, it's just been like that for the last 18 years, Elbrook. I mean, you come on, man.
You don't believe in DC?
Or San Francisco.
Yeah, I mean, the whole state of California, and shout out to Cali, man. They had a bad earthquake too, man. So our thoughts and prayers goes out to those people affected by the big earthquake over there in the Bay. But those teams, man, the Dodgers, the Giants, they're fighting, to try to get in the playoffs. The Marlins, they're in the hunt, you know what I mean? So Stanton, he has those boys balling. You know, it's him and Trout and Harper, that's the face of the league right now. Those guys are 22, 23, and 24 years old respectively, and they tan the baseball up, making plays, 5'2 type players. They can hit for average, hit the ball anywhere they wanted to go. That's good. That's average world. Hit for home runs, can steal bases, and throw guys out, and catch the ball. These guys are very good, offensively and defensively, bro. I really commend them. I didn't know Mr. Stanton was that young. He's the same, you know what I'm saying, age as Trout and Harper, you know what I mean? So, man, we got to most definitely give a shout-out and hopefully a speedy recovery to your boy Machado, man, down there in Baltimore. Good young ball player. Then that tore up his other knee. He like me now. He a bag of balls.
Yeah, it's sad to hear that about Machado, man. Having a great season. Man, swinging that bat, elbow, you get the knees and the buckles. Yeah, he was trying to go on. He'll be back. He's super young.
Yeah, he's hopefully he'll come back, but he won't be the same. So, but, yeah, man, you know, so we're going to take another quick commercial real fast. We come back, we're going to have our segment of the show, No Capping Allowed, you know what I mean? So we'll be back. Don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. It's T-Row, L Boogie, WWDO Radio, Mondays and Fridays, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Give us a call. Call in 347-855-8896. Or, man, search us out on the net, blogtalkradio.com. Search box, The Streets Is Talking, man. Let's go.
Man, shout out to the sponsor business, man. Bro, I see you.
But he listen to me, so listen to me. When you listen to me, I can do this in a week. Put a hater to sleep, sky's the limit. I got R. Kelly money, when Fiesta was winning. I got my back to the wall, can't handle my business. And I'm ready for war, niggas killing for pennies. See, my focus was M, my chances were slim. Counting votes to per million, we should get this on film. When you lean on the stake, then you label the rat. On my feet so long, I won't fuck on my back. Rat. These haters can't hold me back. 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 No. These niggas wanna hold me back. These hoes wanna hold me down. Jail cells wanna hold me in. My bond paid, who's gonna hold me now? I'm 10 toes on my swell. Still they flip the switch on my shell. These niggas get faked. This official right here. Black Cadillac, scrap, bout to handle that. Rock the bop, bop, rock. Still that barrel melt like candle wax. Rock the sack, surround them up. I ain't count, gotta go. Everywhere that dollar go. Put more gold on my collarbone. You say you thug it? Say you real, you say you gangster, so-called. Slide up with that oak out, everybody like, oh God. Cut the deck, deal it out. Bet I'll pull your whole card. Shit real, oh y'all. Thought it was a joke, huh? These haters can't hold me back. 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 No.
These dunkers can't hold me back. These flaws can't hold me back. Three banks can't hold these stacks. Pin them hollers like Goldie Mac. Smoke till I panic. I got rich like I planned it. If there's a price on your head, on your roof. Choppers we landing, I used to pay on that block. Dark liquor and candy. Now you look at my lot. Rose, Ferraris and Lambo. Talking South Bronx, Al Taylor. Rose, Meek Mill, Wiley. Blow mills like a ball player. Magic Bird, Isaiah. Shorty trying to kick it. Looking for that meal ticket. Diamonds flashing, gon' flick it. On that Juicy J, they trip it. I done came up off a lick. Boy, got you on the list. Boy, your life on my wrist. Boy, niggas need a stick. These haters can't hold me back. 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 No.
These niggas tryna hold me back. These niggas tryna bait me in. These niggas ain't putting in work. These niggas gotta hate to win. Us niggas don't play them games. My niggas gon' shoot them things. Real life in that 901. Real niggas will make for life. Feel five on about that life. $1 million, I spent that twice. Don't boy, yeah, that's my life. Crack kills, I spit that white. These niggas tryna set in my grand. These niggas wanna give me shit. These niggas wanna take my spot. Fuck boy, you ain't had your cash. These niggas act just like hoes. These niggas ain't got no heart. These niggas ain't fat like us. $1 million in my garage. $2 million house on the lake. $5 million in real estate. Queen slipping them D's, boy, they made back white on the way.
These haters can't hold me back. 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 No.
I came home, BG in the feds. Yo, hoe on my lips. It's longer than Craig. My bitch got cramps. She on the edge. ball on these niggas like I cut off my dreads. Okay, I'm so me, like needle and thread. Hit your ass with the chopper, all it leave is your leg. My cousin fighting the case, I hope he beat it like eggs. You niggas thinking you fly, that fight the leg. And then I look at my bitch, I tell her wake up. She sleep butt naked.
Yeah, they can't hold it.
I sleep in my truck, I smoke when I fuck.
Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop. Oh man, it's your boy T-Ro and L Boogie. Man, heaven know you. What the deal, baby? Trying to get with OG today, man. I had a little layover, but it didn't work out, man. Our flight got a little stoppage, and you know I couldn't get to him. So especially with no legs, you know what I mean. So shout out to Rue, man, we got it in, man. Rue kicked it. We got it in over the weekend, man. While I was up there in the Valley of the Sun.
In the Valley.
Hey, Ro, I go from wearing a wife beater at nighttime, polo hoodie on, only in the streets, baby.
Yeah, y'all like that cold weather stuff, man. I'm tropical, man. I like that warm weather stuff, man. I can't do it, man.
I already know. Man, we got to give a big shout-out to the Jackie Robinson West, you know what I mean, baseball team, man. They did their thing. You know, they lost to South Korea 8-4, but, hey, we got to give them a big shout-out, man. They got a lot to be proud of.
Big
just think about where they're coming from, man. The all different valleys and walks of life for them, you know what I'm saying, in the urban neighborhoods, the killings, the useless violence in Chicago that's going on there. A young man about 2 weeks ago during the same time as Michael Brown's situation, he was, you know, in the midst of a gunfire or a gunfight. He was only 11 years old. So, man, shout out to Chicago, man. Hopefully, like I said in previous shows, that hopefully the movement is moving. You know what I mean? Hopefully we'll have more African-Americans wanting to play baseball. Who's the next Eric Davis? Eric the Red. Remember him. Who's the next Ricky Henderson? Who's the next Dave Whitfield? The next Deion Sanders? You know, Kirby Puckett. Barry Bonds. Minus the steroids, that is. But we need more African Americans in the league. You know, it's a lot of us, and see, this is what people don't understand. It's a lot of Puerto Ricans and Latinos that are playing in this league, and you might think that they're black. But as soon as they open up their mouth, you know that they're not from the United States of America. So, you know, you have to be very, very cognizant of what's going on here. So, just shout out to, you know, baseball, man. You know, hopefully that goes well. Once again,
man, L Boogie, man, them boys from Chicago, man, they really did their thing. Just because they lost to South Korea in the in the World Little League World Series championship game, it's all good because they won the American Little League World Series. And I think that was more important to win that rather than the world, because we know in the last 5, 8, 10 years, probably last 15 years, we haven't been able to match up with some foreign teams, because it's one of the two. It's either the South Koreans or the Japanese boys that be, you know, hemming them up. And I'm excited for the Chicago, Illinois boys. They really did their things, L Boogie. Just last school year, the teachers just They just took a break. They just said, hey, we're going on strike. But they were able to get it together. Now look at these guys. Look at these. Look what they've been able to do to some of these young fellas to, you know, help them out, on get them to where they have ended up, you know. And shouts out to all the Little League baseball teams, Nevada, Philadelphia. I mean, I saw Tennessee, Texas. I saw so many Little League World Series teams that really performed over the course of their time, man. So I really enjoyed it. Can't wait for next year. Because if we have another Monet, man, woo! I don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to all the coaches too. You know what I mean? Us being, you know, being a coach, being coaches, you know, messing with the youth. I want to give them a shout out too, because sometimes you got to read in between the lines when those coaches have those microphones on. And I know that being African American, and you know, we're African American. You know that one. You know what that black coach really wanted to say? They bleed like you bleed. Now go out there and beat him, man. He couldn't really express himself like how he wanted to, I think. And we just in the streets, we just talking. Because the streets, that's what we do, we talk. I think that he did a great job with his guys because they wanted to be perfect. They was on the national stage. They wanted to show you know what I'm saying? The Asian team that, you know, we're not that stereotype. We're going to play. We're going to play like how we get down. But I just think they, you know, a little tight early. But they held their own. And I'm just glad that it didn't get the 10-run rule.
I was about to say, come on, man. If you thought them boys from Illinois were going to beat them Asians, man. Man, just been doing that, man. That's like karate in China, boy. They did the best they could. I'm glad they scored 4, because the score was 8-1.
Yeah, it's ugly. It's real ugly. You know, felt bad. And then you know what's so crazy? What happens with Nevada? Don't you beat them twice? Because they get all the way to the championship and don't lose a game. And the one game they lose is for the Marbles, and they can't play them again.
No, because you know why? You know why, El Boogie? What happens when you get in the NCAA tournament?
One and you gone.
Hey, man, the stakes on the line. You did what you had to do. Why let your booty hole get tight right now? You got to come with it.
Please. Let me say this too, man. Sam Bradford was MBG anyway. Nothing but garbage. Going back to him, we led off the show with Sam Bradford and his torn ACL for the year, second consecutive years. And the thing about it, he went from 16 games to 10 games, up to 12 games, and then this past season he only played 7, and then this year none. So it's going, ooh wee, yeah, for real. So
yeah, it's over.
Yeah, man.
Hey, let me hit you with this. I know you've been checking out the WNBA. It's coming down to an end. We're getting ready to have a semifinals matchup, but we got another series that just don't want to end. We've had 3 out of the 4 series to end in sweeps, and we got one that's still hanging on that's going to be played tomorrow, L Boogie. You know what I mean? Because the Atlanta Dream, they decided to show up and take care of business on the road against the Chicago Sky. Man, they won 92-83 yesterday, and they survived. So whoever wins tomorrow between the two will go and have to face Indiana, who took care of business, man. When I say take care of business, man, I mean took care of business, man. 2 wins real quick, And it didn't take them long at all to get it done. So Indiana with Tamika Catchings, them girls, man, they doing their own thing. They getting it in like it ain't nothing else, Boogie. And we going to see what's going to happen. But whoever gets over there, hope you're ready. Put your mouth guard in because it's going to be tough. Indiana beat Washington 2 slate. They beat them the first game 78-73, second game 81-76. Then you got the Minnesota Lynx, who are the WNBA reigning champions. They took care of business, man. They beat San Antonio 2-0. They won the first game 88-84, won the second one 94-89. You know, that hookup of Maya Moore and that Augustus girl, Simone Augustus, man. Them girls, they be doing their thing. And, of course, you know, the team that won a WNBA record in wins with 29 of them going into the playoffs, man, them Phoenix Mercury, them girls. Woo! Did you see your girl, Brittany Griner, get a two-hand off the fast break, L Boogie? Man, the Phoenix Mercury won 75-72 over the Los Angeles Sparks, who put up a good fight game one, but got blown out of game two, 93-68, man. So the matchup is set, man. Minnesota against Phoenix in a three-game series, man. You know, it just go 1-1-1. You play one at home, you know what I mean? So Phoenix got two of them at home. Hopefully Minnesota, you know, does something because they got the MVP, man. They got Maya Moore coming in, the MVP coming to Phoenix, man. So check them out, man. It's going to be a hot game. But check out Chicago and Atlanta tomorrow, 7:30. Eastern time on NBA TV, man, to see who makes the play Indiana. So WNBA, L Boogie. Hey, L Boogie, I heard they done chopped the roster down to 12 for that for the USA men's basketball team. What's your thoughts about that, man?
Well, you know my thoughts. You know, I was talking to my son, and he's a big Damian Lillard fan, and you know, like I told him, I said, look at the four guys who they cut. They don't play defense. He told me. He said, James Harden don't play no D. I said, yeah. He knew coming into camp he had to play defense this time because when he played on that Olympic team, James Harden was like Damian Lillard on the bench.
Right.
So no disrespect to, you know, but when you play with Coach K, you have to play defense. I was shocked about him keeping all the bigs, though. I thought he was going to cut Drummond and keep Parsons. But he shocked me with doing that, and he kept Klay Thompson. I'm looking for Klay because he's playing in this to have a good season this year in the NBA. You told me that he will be not on the team, but he ended up being on the team. He called and wanted to take Paul George's place, and he has. He's on that team, Rudy Gay. So he made it. All the bigs made it.
Yeah,
I was surprised all the bigs made it.
You know what? After seeing Puerto Rico game, Brazil game, and the Dominican Republic, after watching those games, I understand why he kept all of the big. Because that length and that size and the speed that our big guys have present a problem for anybody. And if our big guys are, L Boogie, it's going to be tough for teams to score against us. The only thing our big guys have to learn and learn quick is that they can tap the ball off the rim. You can play with the ball on the rim. If they learn that and learn that quick in the next week or two, L Boogie, man, these boys better watch out because ain't nobody getting to the rim with Anthony Davis, Kenneth Faried, the Bulldog, DeMarcus Cousins, you know what I'm saying, and Andre Drummond, who really don't know about, you know what I mean?
And then Plumlee.
Mason Plumlee you might know about. But watch what Andre Drummond going to do. Andre Drummond and DeMarcus Cousins going to beat these foreigners down in the paint. They going to beat them down, L Boogie. We got the finesse in the big dudes, Kenneth Faried and Anthony Davis. But the big bruiser,
It's going to be tough, dog. It's going to be tough.
Very. It's going to be very tough to beat those guys. Anthony Davis playing these games, a star is born. If he could just stay healthy, you know what I mean, he can keep getting better. He can be a superstar. So he's got to will his team to get to the playoffs this year, and he's in a tough conference. So it's going to be tough on him. But you want to be great, and that's the price you pay. You got to get the team to the playoffs, regardless of how good everybody else are. You have to be great to get them there. So talk to Allen Iverson about that.
Practice? We talking about practice. Yeah, you got to play defense there too, sucker.
Yeah.
Hell, Boogie. So, the 12-man roster, all your boys, Kyrie Irving, Steph Curry, James Harden, Klay Thompson, Rudy Gay, Derrick Rose, your boys, DeMarcus Cousins, Kenneth Reed, Anthony Davis, Andre Drummond, Mason Plumlee. Sound like a good 12?
Yeah, I like it. The only thing, like I said, I might have, would have. I'm surprised DeRozan made it.
Defense, like you said, you got to play defense, Rodney Park.
Yeah, DeRozan does play defense. It's something about Coach K and them, and he likes those UCLA guys, man. Kevin Love, you know, Russell Westbrook. It's something about Coach K, man. He keeps those guys. Just look at this history with coaching this international play and UCLA guys coming through. You know, I'm surprised that he kept the Kentucky guys. He's noticed that he cut John Wall, who's from where? Kentucky. He didn't cut Derrick Rose because Derrick Rose went to Memphis, man. Ain't got nothing to do with Calipari, man. Some schools. No, I'm just playing. Because if it was about that, he would have cut Boogie Cousins and Anthony Davis. They from Kentucky, but you know they so good, you can't get rid of those guys.
Right. Yeah.
I want to see if any is going to play us zone, and see how, you know, are they going to be stupid enough to play us zone? And I forgot to tell you this, bro. Did you watch the game? And did you see the commercials afterwards? I didn't know Curry. See, we didn't talk about this the other day. I wanted to bring this up. Capping or no capping, which new statement of his own. Kevin Durant, is Nike going to cap or they going to come through with the ends to match the contract, bro? They capping or they, you know what I'm saying, or they not capping? Kevin Durant with these endorsements. I went to say that because I didn't know that Steph Curry was endorsed by Under Armour as well. And Under Armour is doing a good job of trying to compete. But this contract, even if they don't get it, it's a lot of guys who will want to be in that spot to be the next guy to get it with that company.
Right.
So will Nike match it? It's going to be tough. If they don't or if they do, it's a two-edged sword. If they do match it, other guys are going to be like, hey, what's up with me? And then if they don't match it, other guys can, you know what I'm saying, go over to Under Armour and get on board with that. So it's a tricky thing. Under Armour did a great business move, jumping out the tree with that, because even if they don't land them, they're still talking about Under Armour, which we are now in the streets. You feel me?
Yeah, and I will say this, L Boogie. I'd give a shout-out on top of that to Roc Nation, the actual agency that Kevin Durant is under. You know,
You know, when you heard of Kevin Durant switching his agency, you know, from this big dollar, million-dollar, multi-millionaire agent and going to Roc Nation, we thought, like, what is that for? But look what's on the table now. And I think that capping or no capping, Nike, capo. Come on, man. You know that boy Phil Knight is full of that bread. You act like $265 million in KB cover. You know that boy Phil Knight got that type of money, man. And I think that Nike gonna cap on El Boogie, and they gonna get that deal done. Now, Under Armour has done a great job of putting it out there. You know, hey, man, we got this 10-year offer worth, you know, anywhere between $265 to $285 million, which is, I mean, any young, you know, stud would jump at, you ain't got to look at it twice. 200, wow, yeah, I mean, where do I sign? But good thing there is a boundary where you get time from the other partner to try to match it. It just goes out to show that Under Armour is for real, and Under Armour ain't playing. So just think of it like this. If Under Armour don't get Kevin Durant, who you think they going to go after next? It ain't going to be no chump. If they going after KD, you know they going after somebody big. So y'all, whoever's out there in this Nike, Adidas, and Reebok, and, man, y'all better watch out. Under Armour ain't playing. They coming with millions. They coming up with 200 plus. You better watch your back, Nike. It's about to be, man, El Boogie.
Yeah, because that's what I'm saying. If Kevin Durant doesn't get it, somebody else is going to say, hey, shoot, I'll be that sports guy. If my persona is big enough to get there, I'll be that dude. So, yeah, I'm very intrigued to see what happens. I wonder, is it like basketball or, you know what I'm saying, where you can have only a certain amount of days to match the offer?
It's kind of like the NFL, where you're a restricted free agent, and you know they put the money out there for you, and then your team gets a chance to match it. They gotta give Nike an opportunity. So I'm pretty sure they're drawing up a business plan, and you know, I wish you would have been me. Come on, Junior, you gotta get it together. Big shout out to Dick Bavetta, El Boogie, the NBA referee, man. You know Dick Bavetta, man. An old man. He was quick with the whistle, man. But good old Dick put in 39 good ones, man. He calling it quits, y'all. Dick Bavetta, we love you, baby. El Boogie, the deal is set. Kevin Love, he packing up. He moving on to Cleveland. He going to be wearing a Cavaliers uniform. You're getting Sean Marion. I didn't want to talk about it, but hey, Saturday was 2 days, 3 days ago. So it's done, El Boogie. What does this mean? Can I go to Las Vegas and put my money all on Cleveland to come out of the East?
Yeah, it looks that way, man. They call it a love affair. That's what the papers wrote. A love affair with Kevin Love. And people are, you know, some people are, what's the word, scuffing at the offer, or excuse me, at the trade, because they're in fear of a carryover of a reincarnation of the Carlos Boozer verbal commitment when he gave a verbal commitment and said he would stay. And then once the season was over, when somebody threw him some more money, they took control of that. The money did, that might add. But one thing about the Cavs was smart about with this situation is that they have his rights. So there was a situation like the Minnesota Timberwolves, whereas you had to give me something real sexy to let Kevin Love go. So, you know, a lot of people don't understand that, and you know, that about the Larry Bird rule, so to speak. So, now that the Cavs has his right, you know, they're the only ones that can offer him the most money anyway. So they should look good. Go ahead.
Let's talk about the specifics. The Minnesota Timberwolves are getting the number one overall pick, Andrew Wiggins, and the number one pick from last year, Anthony Bennett. They're getting a veteran forward because there was a three-team trade with the Philadelphia 76ers, where the Minnesota is also getting Thaddeus Young and $6.3 million for the trade. The 76ers are getting a first-round draft choice in 2015, and they're going to get the guard Alexis Chavez and forward Luke Richard Amatu from Minnesota. Now, does this help Minnesota? Because we now know that Minnesota just got hella young. What you think Minnesota going to be able to do? You think they're going to be able to win 25 games, Elbert? Are they going to be capping, man?
They're going to lose a lot of games, man. Ain't no capping allowed. When you capping, you a loser. You very deceiving. It looks good. The trade looks good, but they capping. They will not be. Oh my goodness, they got a good. They got somebody from UCLA, the Levine kid in the draft. They got Glenn Robinson Jr. They got Rubio, who can't shoot a 10-foot jumper to save his life. All he can do is go to the hole, and you're not Rondo. So that's you know, where you go wrong. You got Corey Brewer. So you got you got Shabazz Muhammad. So you got a lot of guys who's in the same position. Yes, they'll be entertaining. They'll get out and run. They're young. So maybe like Philadelphia, when you're young and losing, it don't maybe hurt that bad because you just getting money and just act like it's rec ball right now anyway. But once you start getting that experience and understanding that it's about a business and your legacy is about winning, that's what makes you reveling in this game, then they'll probably, you know, wake up once the talent gets to evolving and gets around them, you know, again, just like with Philly, Orlando. You know, you got a lot of young teams. At one time, Washington was young. But they got young with a sprinkle of some veteranship, and they are a contender, so to speak. So I think that's what you need nowadays. Go young, all the way young, and then, you know, through free agency, get you a free agent that's, you know, relatively older, not old but older. And maybe he can, you know, rub off on the young guys.
Yeah, I feel you on that. That would definitely be something. That should be definitely looked at. I think it's going down, man. I think it's gonna be good. It's gonna be good to see.
Yeah. First game of the season. Like I said, in the NCAA coming up, we talked about Sam Bradford, NFL with their injury problems. We talked about USA basketball. We talked about the Little League World Series. Callers, give us a call, 347-855-8896. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. When we come back from the break, we're going to see if we can get anybody in the asylum. If not, man, we're going to boogie. We might end it. We're going to probably, like I said, we find some callers out there. But if not, we'll end the show tonight. Let's go. WWDO
Radio, man. Shouts out. Comes to Georgia, man, 98.7, or what is it, 89.7, my bad. AJ, what's the deal, baby? What we do, radio?
Designer, everything, Mr. Como de Garcon, Mr. Alexander Wayne, Mr. Chain, Picky Ring, Flow Insane, Ho Insane. Man, these shoes I got on, these are hardest I done seen. It look clean when you pour it, I remix it, make it dirty. If she got good head and text me, I text her back and tell her, hurry. Hit that category. When I walk up in the strip club, throw it high, make you and George wash the head, but OG
fed up, ballin' so hard, I deserve an and one. Faking so the market and I'm getting it, ain't it obviously? You a fish, you a host, that's just my philosophy. And I'm known to kick it like the captain of a soccer team. Billie Jean, red leather, same color, red lobster. And she brainwashed, head dog. I'm be fresh as hell.
Out to man, you know, we about to get out of here. We got to cut the show early tonight, but before we get out of here, man, I just want to give a shout out to the Brown family. You know what I'm saying, everybody who's learning, you know, something as we go, and as we go, we need to understand to look at things with an open mind and understand where we've been and where we're going and where we need to be. So those three aspects of it as a culture. Because right now, all of a sudden now, you got people protesting in colleges, and that's where it starts. You can't make a move without voting. You have to put things up on the legislation. You have to do things like that. That's how you win. You can't win by burning buildings down. You can't win by just verbally abusing someone. You have to do the right things to make a change. And I hope that's what T-Row and I are doing through sports and through the community and just to the world. And when you hear the streets is talking, man, you're hearing real, factual, actual things and opinions that are valued, just like people's lives and people cultures. So we got to make sure we keep that going. You know what I mean? And we got to make sure that this time, not like the Trayvon Martin situation, we get quiet after a year. We had to push, petition for cameras on policemen and policewomen as they out here supposedly protecting and serving, because that's the motto. That's the mission. Protect and serve. So it doesn't say kill and hate. So, you know what I mean? But shouts out, you know what I mean? Shout out to Delta Airline for putting me together, man, having me. Oh, man, they treated me so well. So, yeah, shout out to them. Shout out to Blue. Rue, man, OG scorekeeper, the sports officials. You know what I mean? Shout out to Heaven on You. T-Row, Man, Sis, Jada, everybody, man, who I seen, my man Ray, everybody I seen while I was down there for a minute. My man Joe V, man, we had a little nice time while we kicked it for a minute. So, yeah, man, those are my things I wanted to say before we get out of here.
That's what's up, man. You know, we'll get it on Friday. And,
I got one more shout-out, bro. I got one more shout-out. Shout-out to Cleveland State University, man. I'm up in the building tomorrow, first day of school, man. It's like a little kid again. First day of school. Got to get this master's PhD, man. Let's do it, bro.
Got to get it, man. Your boy Richie Incognito getting back into the league. It's crazy. Tampa Bay has invited him to come on down and talk about something, man. So good old Richie Incognito might be back in the NFL sooner than you thought. And then what's up with your boy going AWOL, El Boogie? I ain't never known a guy in the NFL to go AWOL. You just leave the team before the game.
You know what
damn,
it is.
El,
it's the drugs.
The New York Jets quarterback, Demetri Patterson, went 48-hour AWOL, El Boogie. What the hell?
It
better be worse. He was lost in a strip club somewhere.
Remember, man, he did like your boy did for the Raiders when he went AWOL the day before the Super Bowl.
That's crazy, El Boogie. But you know what it is. Man, it was good to see you, man. I know you're tired, man. We're going to cut out early, man. Shout out to everybody, man, checking us out on the web. Man, from North Park, Texas, man. Shout out to my little brother, my sis, my mama, man, you know. Papa Doc, I see you, baby. That's what it is, man. Everybody from California to Ohio to Florida. Hope it was good to see you, baby. Big shout out to the Hayes family, man. That was good to up too, you know what I mean? Hell, look, it's time you talk, man. You gotta make it, so I know when you're coming, so I can get in.
No doubt, no doubt. Remember this as always, bro. You already know. Those who talk don't know. Those who know don't talk. In the street, get back with you on Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Oh, let's go.
Shout out to the fam. We love you. See you Friday. I'm a street commando, need no for example. The savage lifestyle is hard to handle, so I got the flaws cause I'm more like a boss player. Thug bred to be a woman layer. So many player haters imitate a steady swangin'. Make me wanna start back banging. So I'm caught up in the game. Dress code change. Packing 40 glocks to tame or rearrange. All that jealousy and envy coming from my enemies. While I'm sipping on Remy and running back Lex and Chevy's on the roam. 96 big body sitting no chrome. As we head up out the zone, stone facing his own. You can admire, but don't look too long. I'm living a dream with triple B's in my pockets bulging. It's hard to imagine, picture me rolling.
Fuck up in, formerly the caper. Cause a nigga straight suffering from like I haven't paid for. My bitch finna have a bag to see, so I need to hit the lick drastically. How these some molding ass niggas and they slipping in my spot. And I'm digging the block, they got a chicken in the pot.
We caught him sleeping, he didn't see you niggas creeping. It's how we do it every weekend, I dump the mat. Time to count the proper TKO, you got the wrong spot. Niggas, time to clock it. I get the liquor, and you can get the female. It's rookie shit that we inflict and get street sales.
Smooth as a motherfucker, me and my nine. I'm cool as a motherfucker, I'ma get mine. Now we're satisfied. Got the pockets on stolen balls, hog in this pocket, nigga. Picture us rubber.